Time again for our weekly visit with Slate and day-to-day advice columnist Dear Prudence. Our letter today, read by a day-to-day staffer, is from a married woman with a crush.
Dear Prudy, I will start by saying that I'm happily married. How many times have you heard that? I went out with a friend from work a few weeks ago who knows that I'm married, and at the end of the evening, he kissed me. Having had a few drinks, my wits were slowed, so the kiss happened. But once my brain caught up with my body, I stopped and I pulled away. Until that moment, I had my own happy belief that being married made me safe from advances from others. I'm inclined to believe that his motivation was purely physical, but I wonder if I should ask him. Ever since then, I've been wrought with guilt at the thoughts I've had when I think of him. Is it wrong to develop crushes, even though one is married? I would never commit adultery, but... Signed, Flabbergasted.
Dear Flab, save yourself some time and heartbreak. He didn't care that you were married, and most likely was hoping for a fling. Some men think married women are the safest flingies. Crushes are, Prudy supposes, somewhat common with people who are married. As for asking him what it all meant, please don't do that, unless you're looking to kick off an affair. Or he might possibly answer, "The Jim Beam made me do it," in which case you don't get the compliment you're looking for, and he's embarrassed. Until you get over this, hum to yourself as time goes by, with the famous line, "A kiss is just a kiss." Signed, Prudy Sensibly.
Send your tales of woe to Prudence, also known as Margot Howard, at prudence@slate.com, or leave Prudy a message with us on our answering machine. The number is 310-841-5180. The number again, 310-841-5180.